The resignation of George Tenet from the CIA will not end the debate about what's broken inside the U.S. intelligence community. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is one of the high-profile panels reviewing the CIA's performance over the past few years, and it is likely to make its findings public soon. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska serves on that committee, and he's on the phone from Capitol Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your committee's report is said to criticize the U.S. intelligence community's estimates on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. I know the report is still classified, but what can you say about it?
Well, I really do not want to get too deeply into the report because it's not been issued yet. I think all who helped produce that report believe it's an accurate assessment of our intelligence community capabilities, our problems, and the real focus should be on not just identifying the gaps and the problems and what went wrong and why, but taking that information and moving it forward into an area of resolution where we can fix these problems. We have an intelligence community infrastructure that is not working. It's not George Tenet's fault, but we essentially have a 20th century intelligence community infrastructure trying to meet 21st century threats. We need to restructure, reform. I would hope that these reports, one coming out of our Senate Intelligence Committee, will get us focused and move us in that direction.
Has the CIA been sent a copy of your committee's report, and could that report have had anything to do with George Tenet's resignation?
The CIA has been sent a copy of the report because that is the normal process of declassification, as you know, as to what can be released to the public. As to your second question, I do not believe that Director Tenet resigned because of that report. The fact is he's made no secret of wanting to leave. He was thinking seriously last year about leaving. He's talked informally about not being around next year. I take him at his word as to why he left, and he also knew that these reports were coming. He knew that there would be some difficult days ahead, but this is a man who served almost 8 years in that position. This is the second longest CIA director in the history, longest serving CIA director in the history of that organization.
His departure comes at a moment when a lot of people are talking about reforming the intelligence community in some way, including a lot of your colleagues.
Well, that's true, and it may well be that Director Tenet felt that removing himself at this time would give the Congress and the President more latitude, more freedom to deal with the institutional restructuring challenges that lie ahead rather than dealing with the personalities involved or the past or present CIA director. So it could well be that he factored that in into his decision as well. But I think it really was more, as he said yesterday, his personal decision.
Chuck Hagel is a Republican senator from Nebraska. Senator, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.